Arizona votes next Tuesday. Make sure you get out and vote if you already haven't by your ballot.
Or if you don't know who you're voting for, just don't show up. Don't be a dumb voter. Is that okay to say?
I would rather somebody show up.
Really?
But at least show up knowing who you want to vote for.
Everybody always talks about, hey, make sure you get out and vote. Hey, some people shouldn't go out and vote.
Well, I've always said that it should be like getting your driver's license. I want you to at least know something about the candidates. Mm. Take a small, you know, quiz before they give you a ballot, but that'll never happen. And what happens is that people like Diane Douglas are then elected because either they had an R after their name or people didn't do their homework. And now we have to deal with the campaign of Diane Douglas, maybe perhaps breaking the law, if not just looking absolutely bad, that somebody sent out an email saying, we know that you work here in the Arizona Department of Education.
She's the superintendent of public education.
Make sure you vote for the boss.
Yes.
That's not allowed.
I don't think that's allowed. So here's the email that went out. Vote Diane Douglas, the email reads. The Wonder Woman of Education.
Yeah.
Don't besmirch the name of Wonder Woman. Don't you dare, Diane Douglas. I love Wonder Woman. This is just, it just shows how terrible a leader she is. It shows she really doesn't know how to run a campaign, even though she won one election. It wasn't because anything she did. She won because she was a Republican. And, you know, for the most part, Arizona is a red state. And people really didn't know who she was. And they just said, okay, I guess we go with the Republican. And that's how she got in. She's honestly the worst superintendent of public instruction we've ever had. She's that bad. So I'm hoping nobody votes for her on Tuesday. I don't even care who's in there as long as it's not her. It could be a Republican. It could be a Democrat. Doesn't matter to me.
Well,
as long as it's not Diane Douglas, who, by the way, still wants to sue teachers for walking out. Because they thought, oh, well, you know, my wages are pretty small.
Well, can Diane Douglas still be running after this has come out?
Does this disqualify her?
Let's ask Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos legal expert on this. Monica, if an Arizona Department of Education employee puts this out and Diane Douglas is the head and running, how does this affect her campaign and does it disqualify her?
Well, sorry, Gatos, it doesn't disqualify her, at least not unless you can prove that there was some kind of criminal action and there was fraud involved. And even then, we've had criminals run for office before and they've won, Sheriff Joe. What? Anyway, the law says that under Arizona law, a public agency shall not spend or use public resources to influence an election. And that means to support or oppose a candidate. So you have an employee at the Department of Education sending out an email on the Department of Education computer. So technically, this law was violated because they did send out an email and used it to influence an election. But Diane Douglas isn't going to get in trouble unless she knowingly violated this herself, which she didn't, from what we can understand, or that she knowingly aided the person in doing it, which she probably didn't based on what we've heard so far. Now, what's interesting about this, guys, is the attorney general can bring a case. The county attorney, or even you or I can bring that case, and there's a civil penalty. And Gatos, if you were to bring this case and you were to win, the civil penalty max of $5,000 would go to you.
Monica, I would like to hire you, and I would like to help
it's
take
five grand. She charges more than $5,000.
You guys.
Free.
Oh, free.
Well, I mean, that was going to be my question, Monica. Is it worth it? Is it worth it trying to figure out who did what when? Or, I mean, next Tuesday's the election.
Sure. It depends on how much you dislike Diane Douglas, right? Or how bad you just want to bring a lawsuit. I mean, it wouldn't be that easy for a regular person because they'd have to pay for it unless they found an attorney to do it pro bono. But even then, it's a lot of emotional and financial resources. It's likely the AG or the county attorney would bring this type of case, but there would have to be more evidence than just an employee in her office doing this on their own.
Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos legal expert, joins us. Arizona Department of Education sent out an email. An employee there sent out an email blast urging the employees to vote for the boss, Diane Douglas. That's a big no-no. They say this person is going to be fired. Is that too much? Does the person have a wrongful termination lawsuit?
Well, you know, it's possible. It depends on what the employee handbook says. And if this person was trained and they were told that you're not supposed to violate the law like this, then they could have a basis for being fired. But then again, remember, Arizona, you can be fired for just about any reason.
Right.
So it's likely to happen. What's interesting, though, is several parts of the email, from what I understand, talked about both sides of different offices and who was running and some neutral language. But there wasn't any neutrality about Diane Douglas's position, the superintendent position. Had everything been completely neutral and there was not a picture of her dressed up as Wonder Woman or saying vote for Diane Douglas, there probably wouldn't be an issue because you can use public resources if it's completely neutral.
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks, Monica. Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Monica Lynch from Mack & Gatos, legal expert.
So maybe you fire the guy based on you've insulted the image and the legend of Wonder Woman. We
right.
can't have you work here.
I would like to sue Diane Douglas just for being the most clueless person to ever accept the job of state superintendent of public instruction. You know what this shows? Honestly, this shows the how clueless she is. Because I do think that she's behind this. I do. And I know that I don't think highly of her, but she hasn't given me any reason to think highly of her. So I do think this comes from Diane Douglas. I can see it. She's in a meeting or something and wasting everybody's time and not coming up with anything.
Hey, let's remind everybody to vote.
Exactly. Remind everybody in the, you know,
in the office.
I really need this support. And she just doesn't get it. That's a lack of leadership. That just shows how clueless she is. I can't imagine her getting past Tuesday. Usually the incumbent gets past.
Well, there's how many people primary? On the Republican side running against her?
Three or four, and I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about them. I don't care.
But the odds are better that she's going to be voted out because at least people on the Republican
actually,
side.
I'm not sure about that.
You think she has a good chance of getting her job again?
Because nobody knows these other people. They could all split the I don't know who these people are vote.
But why would you go back to somebody that wanted to sue teachers after Red for Ed? I mean,
right.
It just doesn't make any
listen,
sense.
Listen, we want education in Arizona to be great, to be terrific, to climb in the rankings.
Right.
It doesn't start with Diane Douglas. She is a disaster. I don't tell you who to vote for. I just tell you who not to vote for. Don't vote for Diane Douglas. That's all I say.
Yeah.
Just don't vote for Diane Douglas. I don't care who you vote for. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter to me. Trump, Hillary, I don't give a crap. Don't vote for Diane Douglas, though.